This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batch with Jeremy Zakas in New South Wales. The temperatures are high, and that makes extreme difficult conditions for the creatures. We're looking at snakes because they've been abundant with all the rain and then the summertime. The snakes have been moving. Now, it might be that snake stories just turn out to be good scare stories for the Australian media. However, I believe that these are not rare instances. For example, Jeremy sends me a photograph of what looks to be the base of an old tree with logs falling all around it. There's some grass in the background, and it's all the color scheme is brown and white. The game is, can you spot the snake? It's an eastern brown snake. You want to spot it. I cannot. How'd you do, Jeremy?
Well, John, I've got to say, I didn't do so well initially. It took me a long time to spot this snake. And I have to say, too, I grew up next to a national park, and I've actually had the misfortune to actually step over a brown snake while walking through bushland because I couldn't see it for the same reasons. But honestly, this one was a very, very tough one. And I think this would be what you consider an expert-level puzzle for spotting the snake. But how did you do, John? Did you eventually find it?
No. I asked you for a tip, and I still couldn't find it. I throw my hands up. Now, Jeremy, that eastern brown snake doesn't want to be found. These snakes, I know they're not as smart as crows, but they know what they're doing. His coloring is perfect for that background.
That's true. And I think this is the whole point of these photographs. While they're fun to spot the snake and while the snake catches around Australia, do get them to the media and it's put up online. The reality is what you said there is actually exactly hitting the nail on the head. These snakes look exactly like the foliage, and it's just Mother Nature's way of actually protecting them because snakes have natural predators such as kookaburras and magpies, and they can see them from above. But snakes are typically grayish brown. The Great Eastern Brown Snake actually has a tinge of gray in it. And when you have a look at that photo in particular, John, you'll notice that the actual tree stump itself is gray with a little bit of brown hue. So the snake, which is dead smack bang in the middle of the photo, there just popping his little head up, the snake actually looks like a part of the tree, albeit a very deadly part of the tree if you get close to it and it bites you. But this just shows you how hard it is. And it, again, really goes to the lesson about when you're walking through the bushland, don't expect to be able to see the snake before you tread on it. Just make sure you have the high boots. Make sure you have the very strong jeans because the reality is you probably won't see it. And I was very fortunate when I was in my early teens and when I walked over a brown snake that I actually had my legs far enough. And when I noticed it, I was able to raise my back leg quick enough to get away from it. But honestly, I didn't see it because it was laying alongside a very similar situation, a gray-brown log. And you just couldn't see it in the grass. So I can attest, you really cannot see them. You can't rely on your own eyesight to pick it because, honestly, John, as this photo shows, snakes look exactly like the trees.
Now, just in case you thought it was okay, don't go walking in the bushland, right? Don't step over brown stumps. Don't go poking around picking sticks up, which I do routinely. Jeremy, I pick sticks up all the time. No way I'm picking up sticks in Australia. But everybody's got a garage. How do you make your garage safer? You can't. There's no way. You can look behind everything, but really, you go into your garage, you've got tools stored, you've got bins, you've got... I was in the garage today putting extra cedar spray for the cedar closets. There's no way you can protect a garage from a snake. This wasn't an ordinary snake. This was what Australia characterizes a monster red-bellied black snake, and our snake catcher goes after it with a golf club. He's got bare legs. He's got no gloves. He's got a short-sleeve shirt, and he grabs it by a tail and brings it out, and the snake starts dancing. Jeremy, is this a macho thing with snake catchers? They don't wear gloves?
I feel like it is, John. And honestly, if I was him, I would probably have almost armor protection on every part of my body. And the interesting thing is, too, he is just so calm. And I should say, too, that you'll notice as well, the golf club isn't there to actually protect himself by hitting the snake. It's actually a very neat tool to actually manage to keep the snake's head far enough away from his body so that he could pick it up by the tail and get it towards the bag. So the golf club is really most effective to actually, I guess, guide the snake's head, which is thrashing pushing around, as you can see, the snake is has very strong muscles and can move very, very quickly, can flick itself back super quickly. But because the snake catcher knows what he's doing, he knows how to preempt it. And the one thing I think this video clip shows more than anything else as to why snake catchers are so professional and so skilled, if you watch the snake catcher's head and where his eyes are looking at the snake's head the entire time. And you can actually see the snake catcher reacting just before the snake does something, because he can actually see the muscles in the snake's body tense up and move just as he's about to do something. And now that is only something you can get by catching literally thousands and thousands of snakes. But then again, honestly, even if I had have caught thousands and thousands of snakes, I'd probably at least put on a pair of gloves, because honestly, in that photo, I think it was only a hair's whisker away from actually witnessing a snake bite.
That's a big black snake. I've seen red-bellied black snakes on videos before. That's a big and a strong one. He's got it by right-handed by his tail. All right, fine. He's a pro. Now we move on to other pros. The government is ready to nationalize snake catching. Is that what the proposal?
This is exactly the proposal. And it looks like it's coming from Canberra, the federal government, where there is discussions now afoot about providing federal funding to support our snake catchers. And this, I remind you, this only comes maybe a few weeks after we actually heard the stories that there is actually going to be a national shortage of snake catchers in the very near future. And we're only speaking of maybe 1 or 2 years, and there won't be enough snake catchers out there to really keep up with the demand. So I strongly suspect that this new discussion about federal funding for snake catching has come on the back of that. Because honestly, John, on top of not only the fact that we have a shortage of snake catchers, we have now an abundance of snakes after all the floods and the hot weather and the different cycles of weather, where snake breeding has gone out of control in many parts of Australia, namely Queensland and northern New South Wales here. So what I think the federal government is looking at, from what we can tell, is the discussions will either subsidise training for new snake catchers, but also provide federal government grants for equipment and possibly provide some wage subsidies as well for snake catchers that start their own business. So it sounds like they're trying to get a bill in place where they can actually bring more snake catchers onto the scene, basically encourage people to go into the industry, because honestly, John, it is one of the scariest industries you could possibly get into here in Australia, but it does need a boost. So honestly, whichever government brings it in, they've got my vote. I'll say it right here.
Well, the government would make them wear gloves. For heaven's sakes, you remember that snake catcher last week? Of course you do. That has to retire because he's been bitten now the third time by an Eastern Brown. You have a life limit on venom in your system. This is a brave young man, but then again, he's doing it for the video. And I hope he lives to be a brave old man, at least a little bit longer. I guess you're not going to die if you're a snake catcher, but you're going to hit your lifetime limit if anything that big. Jeremy Zakas, remember, the creatures in Australia, I have learned from Jeremy, are exotic. They all try to kill you, including that magpie he mentioned. Yeah, magpies take on snakes, but they take on humans too. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.